Obie Award-winning playwright Christopher Durang sets his newest comedy in a Pennsylvania farmhouse where Vanya and his adopted sister Sonia find their lives turned upside down when their narcissistic movie star sister Masha shows up with her prized, much younger boyfriend Spike. This Tony Award-winning homage to Chekhov unleashes a healthy dose of mayhem and hilarity over the course of a weekend when sibling rivalries, regrets, hopes, and dreams are revealed. Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike is currently running in the Elaine Bernstein Theater at Shakespeare and Company in Lenox, Massachusetts. The production is directed by our dear friend Matthew Penn, who joins us now along with our other dear friend. We only have two. No way. With Elizabeth Aspenleader, who plays Masha, and it's wonderful to see you both. Thank you very much for being with us.
It's wonderful to be here.
Yes, great to see you, Joe.
Well, an absolute delight to have you here. So how did Shakespeare and Company come to say, okay, we want to add this play to our schedule and our repertoire?
Crazily enough, I was in New York with our artistic director Tony Simotas. And we were seeing some plays, and I said, we've got to go see this play. And he knows Sigourney Weaver from her days at Shakespeare and Company. And we saw it, and we both looked at each other at the same time and just said, we have to do this play. It was just one of those plays, Joe, you know immediately that you have a connection to it. The audience was connecting to it. And it's just chock full of every emotion you can think of. And it's funny. Full of heart.
Well, it's hilariously funny.
Yes. And also, you know, it's so heartbreakingly funny. People are crying and leaping to their feet, and it's very delicate. And when we needed somebody who had the facilities to direct such a play, and we had worked with Matthew Penn the previous summer on The Beauty Queen of Lenan with Tina Packer, and Tony said, yes, we need Matt to direct this. And I said, I agree. And here we are.
It is. Let's talk a little bit about the production. Sadly, departed now. Nicky Martin directed this on Broadway, and it was very sad. But it was a wonderful wonderful cap in his career of having a show win the Tony for best play. And so, what do you believe you bring to this production and work?
Yeah, you know, I would say the hardest part about this play was that Durang's so brilliant at giving you sort of the preposterous comedy, the circumstance that's so just wildly funny. And this was a play that he'd written which was really had this family at its core. So it was always a question of how do you find the balance between the truth and the pain and the difficulty between these siblings within this family and fulfill the genre of the piece, which is just a knockdown, drag-out comedy. And we knew that if we could find what was difficult between these three people, particularly these three siblings, we would find the comedy. But we needed to pay attention to one before we got to the other.
Right. And there is an exaggeration, a lovely exaggeration of all of these characters,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, that's actually absolutely the hardest thing, which is where's the balance between it's real and it's Durang real?
Right.
And a
caricature.
Yeah, you can't become a caricature, and yet you can't play it as pure realism. It's not David Mamet, you know, it isn't. So it was a very fine balance in between to get the actors to inhabit, you know.
Mm-hmm. I last year I was interviewing Christopher Durang about this, and he was saying that he sort of started out and it was rather bleak and depressing, and it was just sort of like the rewriting, it was like punching it up a little bit to make it, and then suddenly it became this outrageously funny show.
But that's true. I mean, I think in a strange way, everybody's lives in the show are mostly bleak and depressing, in one way or the other. And it's really through Durang's brilliance, and I must say I have a half a dozen spectacular actors, who you take that really difficult life circumstance and say, all right, how do we tell that story and tell it in a way that's funny and available and interesting? And, of course, we get screams of laughter every night now. So.
Yeah, it's been so incredible because, as Matt was saying, you know, it's the reality, but it is this genre. It is the tone of the play is very Chekhovian, but yet it's modern. So that's it's a balancing act. And, you know, I come home for the weekend, this rural farmhouse we own in Bucks County, to visit my brother and sister. I bring my young boy toy Spike with me, and you know, I come in, and it's all very, "Dearest Vanya, sweetest Sonia, it's wonderful to see you." And, "Spike, darling, would you go to the car and get my Snow White costume?" And then, you know, something, what's up? What is happening? But we all have these incredible journeys, revelations, especially the three siblings, I would say, at the heart of it, and we're all very, very different. And you know, it's wonderful to play with Todd Randolph and Jim Frangione, and also we have a couple of newcomers, Angel Moore and
Olivia Sacamano.
Olivia, and that's right, and Matt Leonard, and they're all really terrific, very different personalities, and we all come together. And Matt has really produced this incredible production. Like I was saying earlier, it's one of those productions people are laughing, they're crying. Sarah saw it the other night. I was so happy she was able to get a chance to see it, and she said, "You know, I might have had a little tear up."
Put it this way: it's the only play you'll ever see that has Chekhov, voodoo, and Snow White.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
and
right.
That's right there. Is that it,
it's a
something.
pretty good collection. I remember when I saw it on Broadway, and I remember, I think, laughing the hardest of seeing David Hyde Pierce come out in his little dwarf costume.
And that's,
I was
like,
right. Well, this is just the funniest thing I've ever seen. but you played the Sigourney Weaver role, but you dressed up as Snow White. That must just be a blast.
I'm telling you, it's worth the price of admission. It's this fabulous. Our costume designer is fabulous. Our set designer, lighting, I mean, everything is beautiful. And it is this crazy Snow White costume. And we go to this party, and of course I'm the narcissistic movie star sister, and I want everyone to pay attention to me, and people are mistaking me for, you know, a little Bo Peep or a Hummel figurine, which is just heartbreaking to me. But some of the situations, the text is just so juicy and brilliant and poignant, and talking back and forth with Christopher Durang and in some emails, we were trying to get him to come here. One of the reasons why he couldn't make it was that he was actually playing Vanya at the Bucks County Playhouse in Vanya, Sonia, Masha, and Spike. Otherwise, you know, we were trying to get he and Sigourney Weaver up for a special little event. But we talked a little bit about this, you know, about the production, and, you know, how richly layered it is, and how first, you know, reading, you don't see it, and as we peel back the layers, we just keep finding this play with so much heart, and you know, and it's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for me, for all of us, to experience this this journey. It's really terrific. So,
do you enjoy comedy, directing comedy?
I love it, I must say. And it's a funny thing. You know, doing Beauty Queen last year, which, let's face it, is not a knockout comedy.
Right.
What are you talking about, BGs?
I know, it ends up with somebody's head split open. But, you know, in a strange way, you're approaching the material in the same way, which is, what's the circumstance? What's the truth? How do we fulfill that? And then you sort of come to it with this additional element of genre. And with Durang, it's a genre that's unique to his voice. And he gives you sort of wonderful guideposts along the way. And that very quickly turns the reality that you're fulfilling between yourself and the actors into then this, it's like an added component of Durang and this dialogue. And as I said, you know, how often do you get Chekhov and Snow White and voodoo? And I thought, well, if we can coalesce that into a whole, then we we deserve some sort of medal. Because he gives you just wonderfully disparate, odd stuff. And yet there's a meal to be made in there in which it all hangs together. And that's like I said, that's part of the brilliance of his writing and the spectacular achievement of this cast, which is pretty great.
And I wanted to add too, though, that this play, it really is contemporary. It really is today. It talks about we're losing connection, human connection, and family. And you know, there's lines that Vanya talks about, and he says, you know, you Twitter, you tweet, you Facebook, you know, you text, and there's no connection anymore. We've lost this universal
shared experience.
Experience. That's right. And it's quite powerful. And he talks about shows that he watched when he was growing up, and you know, Ozzie and Harriet, and there's just so much for everyone, so many audience members to relate to, whether they're, you know, in their 20s or whether they're in their 70s. There's really something for everyone, and it all comes down to what we all want, and that is to be counted, to have love and that human connection, to feel like we're part of a family. And it's really, and through this crazy, wacky weekend, it comes out. And I love the intro, Joe, that you played. That Beatles music is so moving and powerful. It really, at the end of the play, everything sort of comes together. And it's quite beautiful.
The other thing too is that if you are a lover of Chekhov, it's a wonderful homage. It's really, as you say, it's contemporary. It certainly has a very modern telling, but there's also a wonderful classic story there as well.
One of the lines from the play, one of my favorite lines, is Todd says it as Sonia. She says, you know, if everyone took antidepressants, Chekhov would have had nothing to write about, you know, and it's kind of true. And there's little snippets of the three sisters and the seagull. And, you know, there's a character, the girl who comes from the neighbor next door. Her name is Nina, you know. So it's all there's so many Chekhov references. But even if you don't know Chekhov, they still make sense.
Yeah. One audience member came in the other night and said to me before she got in the theater, I just want you to know, I hate Chekhov.
Great.
Well, you'll still love this. You'll still laugh. You can hate it.
No,
Durang really accomplished something fascinating, which is how do you write a satire of and an homage to simultaneously a great modern writer? And it's not so easy. And he sort of pulls off with real affection his genuine admiration of Chekhov and Chekhov's work, as well as having a little fun with it. Somebody was speculating what would Chekhov think if he were sitting in the theater watching this play. Would he crack a smile?
Oh,
it would depend on whether he was on the antidepressant.
Yeah,
that's right. So true.
My guess.
Yeah. We got a guy who can help with that.
Yeah. Do you? So then, what else is going on? Because you still have Midsummer Night's Dream.
Yes.
Caesar, and all kinds of good stuff.
Do not. I'm telling you, this is a chock-a-block filled weekend of some of our the greatest shows that we've done in many, many years. We're doing Tina Packer's Julius Caesar, which is seven actors playing all, you know, 30 roles.
Yep.
And that's a Bear Bard featuring her son, Jason Asprey, who's brilliant, Nigel Gore, and a wonderful cast, Kristen Wold. We also have Henry IV, Parts 1 and 2, and all in one evening, and that's Jonathan Epstein's adaptation. It will knock your socks off. That is a show. Do not miss this show. It's very rarely done, both parts in one night, one evening. Then we also have Midsummer Night's Dream, which is set in New Orleans, and it's so fun. And, you know, Tony Simonis really brings the outdoors inside. We also have Dibble Dance happening on Sunday night, which is a wonderful, wonderful, unique evening of dance and theater and movement. And Susan Dibble is the creator of that and very, very passionate work. And also we're moving into the fall. We have Private Eyes, a really whack-a-mo funny Stephen Dietz play, not quite a whodunit, but a play within a play. So there's stuff happening, Joe, all through, you know, really through the end of December. But, you know, Shakespeare.org is where to go. 70 Kimball Street in Lenox is where to drive to. Come and see.
Can you tell she's also the PR person?
What are you saying?
Nothing. I just, you know, in case people didn't know that, they should. You know.
I feel like I got to go buy a ticket.
You should. And then even if you have time, there's the Berkshire International Film Festival Gala on Friday night. There's so much happening in the Berkshire. Berkshires this weekend. I'm telling you, it's just chock-a-block.
Now the other stuff you mentioned mostly runs through ends this weekend, right?
Yes, Sunday night is when Henry IV, Midsummer Night's Dream, Caesar, Dibble Dance, all Sunday. But Vanya,
so
Sonia,
last call on that. And Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike, that runs through September 14th.
That's right, September 14th. And I have to say, we have been selling out almost every show to date. Knock on wood. Thank you, Chris Durang, for writing such an amazing play.
We actually had to, and this is true, interrupt a woman scalping tickets in the parking lot the other day.
Isn't this crazy?
Far as Shakespeare and Company,
I have to hear this story. So yeah. she had some tickets. An extra ticket.
She wanted more,
but she was selling what she then had because there was some. Anyway, she was offering her tickets to somebody at higher than the money she paid for them, which in my book is scalping.
But I thought
that was a strangely complimentary thing.
That's really great.
We had to get security down to the parking lot. She talked to security, and then she said, okay, I'll go away. And then she slumped down, hid in her car, till the security person left to jump out and start talking to our patrons.
Well, it's not going to be long before you have tailgating.
I just wish we had a video of this 80-year-old woman selling, you know, going, I got two in the center, 100, two in the center, 100.
That would be great. That sounds very fun. Although it's much easier than that, isn't it?
So we're just encouraging people to go buy their own ticket.
Plan.
And keep ticket that they bought. Sit in
that seat.
Don't try to sell it.
I actually thought I saw Alan Chartok wandering around the parking lot the other day, you know, trying to get a ticket. I just said, Alan, just call me for a ticket for the love of God.
No, it's easy.
We hope everyone will come. It really is a terrific night out, and I'm telling you, it's the most fun play we've done in a while. It's comedy over a tragedy any day, but
rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah, that's right.
Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike runs in the Elaine Bernstein Theater at Shakespeare and Company in Lenox through September 14th. Matthew Penn and Elizabeth Aspenleader, I thank you so much for being here. A delight to have you both here.
Always a delight.
Pleasure to see you. Also a reminder, a final call on Shakespeare and Company's productions of A Midsummer Night's Dream, Henry IV, Parts 1 and 2, and Julius Caesar, each of those running through this coming weekend. And again, go to shakespeare.org for more information. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.